Blog Talk Radio.
Hey everybody, who wants to ride that wave of love?
My darling, my beloved, my darling. Loving is the water which moistens the eye of the cloud. It is welling over in tears. Weeping at the beach until out of breath. Weeping from the beach to the upland. The cry is rain. It is raining from the beach to be quieted in the upland, quieting the bud of the wild kauro. My darling, my beloved, my darling, greetings, my darling, welcome.
Welcome. Yes, you are in the right place. This is Living Eden, and this is your host, Sharon Walker. And I had at the last minute change of mind about the music I wanted to start the show with, and decided to bring through some more of Hawaii, because Hawaii is such a powerful energy for Living Eden. And that is one of their Hawaiian Aloha chants. And on YouTube, it has pictures with it, which are quite fascinating, that particular one. So, welcome again. Welcome to Living Eden. And again, I'm Sharon Walker, your host. Living Eden is a program devoted to inspire and empower us into our divine brilliance, always bringing new paradigm concepts, new projects, virtual journeys, meditations, and loving awareness. And that's a beautiful loving chant that we just did as an introduction. And I invite you, if you want, to go to Air Pano and look at more of Hawaii while we're on this show today. And today we're going to be looking at the Women on the Edge of Evolution Conference. So let's take a beautiful breath. Through your heart, our galactic breath. Through your heart, noticing your heart, acknowledging it and appreciating it. And through Earth's heart, and through the galactic heart, and letting yourself notice the Earth heart and the galactic heart. Even though we may not have a visual of them, we can create our own and let them tell us what they look like and feel like and sound like. So now, our galactic breath filling our bellies. Up into our pineal gland. And back down into our bodies as we release. And let that be a sensual experience. Allow yourself to feel moving back into your body. To feel your breath making love to your body. Touching being sensual, awakening all of who you are, not just your mind. In another breath, into your pineal gland and back out down your spine with your spinal fluid moving all that fluid and energy into your nerves and your systems and your bones and your blood. And again, feeling that sensuousness of the energy of your breath and the breath of God, the breath of the universe, the breath of each other, entering our bodies, sensuous and juicy and delicious and warm, and moving all the way down to your feet and into your earth star below your feet, and then down, down, down a beautiful golden cord all the way to the center of the earth, where it's hot and vibrant and orgasmic and awesome. And being conscious of the connection of your heart and Earth's heart and the galactic heart and the divine cosmic heart and the sacred marriage of the divine masculine and feminine, the new sacred marriage. And I invite you to call in and be live. Let your energy mix with ours. 909-533-8401. You don't have to say anything. Just if your live energy is here, it's more sensuousness for all of us. Okay. I am going to be sharing on the Women on the Edge of Evolution conference, because it is Living Eden School. It's free. There's two more days of it, I do believe, today and tomorrow. And you will also be able to access some free recordings on Friday, I believe. And you can order the whole program, too, and listen to it on your own. And let us today in our energy bowl be using the collective power of this conference and the collective power of women all over the world and the collective power of the feminine in the masculine and the masculine in the feminine, even in the birds and the animals and the insects and the water and the air and the plants and the trees, not just in people, because it's everywhere. It's all there is. In the cosmos, too. And power, let's look at the word power. I have given the word power a different lean or a different energy. P equaling presence, the presence that we were just talking about entering the show in. O equaling oneness, the oneness of all that is. Wisdom, or W equaling wisdom, and how necessary wisdom is in Living Eden. And E equaling ecstasy. Yes, ecstasy. When we're in ecstasy, we're very powerful. And we're very creative and we're very inspired. And R equaling radiance, that glow from the inside out, and giving permission to everyone to glow from the inside out, from their divineness, and acknowledging the glow radiance from everything that is on this planet and in the cosmos, and the radiance of the divine source constantly vibrating through everything and creating everything. So this women, take another breath. Take a couple more breaths into that power definition, into this energy bowl that we've created, and adding the heartbeat of our blood through our bodies. And it's saying, I love you with every beat. I love you. I love you. I love you. I love you. You and I are one. I love you. I love you. I love you. With every beat of your heart, your blood pumping that through your being. Don't ever miss that. We go kind of, I know I go asleep to that during the day. And I'm grateful every week when we do this breathing and talking and connecting again to the heartbeat as the I love you. And also the blood and the heartbeat have spirals. And those spirals, each one holds a different energy, a different radiance, and a different aspect of your being. And you can enter on purpose, consciously, into whatever spiral you want and become more of that spiral of life. So I invite you to play with that too. So now, the women on the edge of evolution, what does that mean? How your full self-actualization is critical for the future of our world. The full self-actualization of our beings. Critical for the future of our world. So don't be afraid to be the fullness of who you are. Each and every one of us has something special. Something individual. Everything is special. Something individual to give to this new evolution of the world as the future, which is here now. We're creating it now. It's the unprecedented opportunity for women to have greater success, impact, creativity, and contribution. And it's even bigger than we can imagine or feel. And I'm not talking about only women, because men have the feminine divine also, and they need to develop that without giving up the masculine, but recreating the masculine as even more powerful in the sacred marriage of the two, as well as the women in the sacred marriage with the masculine within them, but never giving up either one, just recreating everyone in oneness. And noticing that depression, anxiety, and dissatisfaction are symptoms of the feminine awakening inside of us. And this conference is about how you can harness the energy of these emotions and transform them into creative power that you need to manifest your destiny. So just notice those can be very powerful. Depression, anxiety, and dissatisfaction. I myself have been extremely dissatisfied with a lot of my life lately. And that's just telling us that there's more. And your spirit knows it, and it's calling you to it. So listen to it and ask it how to make steps that follow what it's trying to tell you. And the greatest challenges and struggles that women must overcome to their rise into power and potential of this moment. To notice them, to honor them, because they are what pulls the power out of us. Because most of the time, we're not going to pay attention to anything different and moving farther than we've already moved if we're not uncomfortable, if we're not challenged. And in living Eden, we can start choosing to grow through ecstasy instead. You know, we could, like, say, am I ecstatic today? And if the answer is no, say, okay, how can I be ecstatic today? What is a new step for me in my life that will bring ecstasy into, you know, my communion, that I will be in communion with ecstasy today? So we can start learning how to grow through ecstasy. And on this, in this conference, there's going to be inspiring stories of women evolving the world and the gifts and talents that they developed and are using and still developing more. And at the same time, creating thriving lives of meaning, purpose, and true abundance. So in Living Eden, we're talking about learning to live life thriving on all levels. So let's take some breathing again. Breathing into all of that. And I'm going to share a little bit with you from some of the... I haven't had a chance to... I think I've listened to 4 or 5 of the different women's talks, and there's been 3 every day, sometimes 4. So and it started last Friday. So I have... But if I had listened to every single one, I would be sharing with you for a long time. I did listen to Lisa Nichols. I really enjoy Lisa Nichols. And she was in day 1. She was the very first one to speak. And she talked about women in breakdown and asking, if you're in a breakdown on any level in any way, and not producing the results that you want, to pay attention to that, not as something bad, but as what I just brought up before, as your soul, your spirit saying to you, there's more, you're not listening. About the more, it's about learning to look to the what you want to create rather than what has been, and willing to make the decision to be done with tolerance. Maybe you're being too tolerant, and so it's leading you into depression. Start asking yourself questions, asking your spirit. Asking your womb, because that's where woman's wisdom lies, is in their womb. And willing to make a decision to be done with whatever you're tolerating and be in prosperity. Are you tolerating being poor? Or are you choosing being... If you're choosing being poor, you're not poor. You're choosing the way that you want to fulfill your life, and that having less is having more for you. You're happy. That's how you tell. If you're tolerating being poor because you think there's nothing else for you in life and you're not feeling abundant, then that's something to look at. I grew up very poor, but I didn't feel poor. I was very poor. I was the oldest of 8 children. And, yeah. So I know what it's like to be poor. And I didn't know that there was something about not tolerating it because I was a child. And I was so into being poor that when I got married, I was still saying to myself, well, there's other people in the world who are poorer than I am because they're hungry and they're dying from hunger. So I can't eat. See, I was really into lack and poor. And little by little, during my married life, thanks to my incredible husband and our relationship and partnership, I grew into realizing that it's okay to have it all. And it's also okay to not want it all. It's a lot of work to have it all, as I found out. And then to choose to have less and realize that it's more, but that at the same time, there is no lack. We're the ones that create the lack by how we think and feel and choose to tolerate. So Lisa Nichols talked a lot about that. And to be done with tolerance and be in prosperity. Choose prosperity, whatever kind of prosperity. If it's prosperity and having nothing, great. If it's prosperity and having everything or anything in between, great. Just choose prosperity and feel the difference. Feel what happens in the moment that wherever you are, you look into yourself and you say, I choose prosperity. But don't imagine what it looks like at that moment. And see what that feels like. I wrote a bunch of stuff down here that isn't making sense to me now because I didn't put all the words together thinking I would remember. And okay, I've got another piece from her, Be Accountable. Share details of what you want. And she suggested that you connect with another person as a partner or a support system and make one call a week for 30 minutes and tell that person no complaining and no criticism and none of that negative stuff. But tell the person what goal you have for the next week or goals. And share if you achieved your goals from the week before. And if you didn't, why not? But not in a judgment way. Just in a look at it. Okay, if I didn't achieve my goal, why not? And what do I need? What steps do I need to take going forward now? And what is my next goal for next week? And use micro goal steps so that you don't wipe yourself out. And one of the big things she said was, your season for asking permission is over. Do not ask for permission. Women are so used to asking for permission. And that we need to give ourselves notice that we are done asking for permission. And that we are living in our truth. Now, everyone has a different truth. But we're living in our own truth. And You don't need to step on other people's truths in order to live in your truth. And I had a huge experience of that, where I accidentally stepped on someone else's truth, not meaning to, but meaning to be sharing what my truth was. And I stepped on her truth. Well, it would only happen if she would allow it, if she took it as that instead of me just sharing my truth. But it was extremely painful to both of us. But it's still important for you to share your own truth. And this person is a really good place to be sharing that. And that's your permission. No more permission. Your job is to live in your truth and in the mirror of yourself. Allowing the light to shine. Now stand in that mirror. Maybe even put a light on the mirror that the light is shining back on you of yourself. And telling yourself, you have permission to live. You have permission to be. You have permission to love yourself. You have permission to love others. You have permission to use your gifts and your talents. You have permission to have feelings. You have permission to have friends. It could be a pretty amazing experience for you looking in that mirror, giving yourself permission. Wherever you have taken permission away, stand in the mirror and look at yourself, or and maybe even shine a light on it and on you, and give yourself permission. And live your truth without stepping on others as much as possible. And allow your light to shine. Give yourself permission for your life to shine. For your light to shine. I know I spend a lot of time downing my light so I won't blind people. That's an issue for women. So turn inside, look in that mirror and say, I give you permission for your light to shine. I give myself permission for my light to shine. I give myself permission to be brilliant. I give myself permission to have wealth. I give myself permission to choose how that wealth enters my life. I'm not sure how I want to say that. And I give myself permission to let my family and community know who I am. Even if it's scary. It's very scary to me to let my family and my community know who I really am. Because the truth is, I know I'm really powerful. And I don't want them to know that. Because they might want me to do things that I won't know how to do, and I won't, and if I try because I don't know how to do them yet, I'll fail, and it'll be stupid, whatever. But you know how you get on a bike when you're a kid, and you fall off it, and you need help learning how to ride? But if you don't keep learning how to ride and getting the support and the help and doing it over and over, you don't ever learn how to ride. But you can ride. And that's what I catch myself doing, is not trying to ride because I don't want my light to shine, because I'm afraid it won't shine enough at first, and then I'll be falling on the ground and laughed at. So stand in that mirror. Give yourself permission to be the light that you are. And build your life on self-love, self-acceptance. Women very often say, I'm not enough. Well, now it's time to look in that mirror and say, I was born enough. I woke up today enough. I am enough. Where I am today is enough. It is enough that I don't think my light is shining today. Step I take is enough for my light to shine. I am enough. I am great. I am Sharon. No one else can dance my dance. And this was what Lisa Nichols was moving through. Three keys to creating the life you desire, how to love and expect your perfect, how to love and accept your perfect and your imperfect self right now while striving to express your full potential. And she was yummy. Then I listened to Lynn Twist, who says we are entitled and blessed, but most of us only get maybe 50% of that entitlement and blessed. So time to receive it all. This is the Sophia Century for women, taking co-equal power, men and women together. No one tromping the other one down, but together, and together in their fullness, as equals, they create a whole new world. The world would never be the same if we did that. If men and women became complete within themselves, the sacred marriage of the divine masculine and feminine within each of them, and then gathered together in partners and created a whole new world, where no one's stepping on anyone else's toes, but everyone's supporting each other and celebrating each other. And there's a Native American prophecy she brought up, and I hope I get it as close as possible. Before I do that, I want to share that she has a organization called Nobel Women's Initiative. And it's very interesting, very empowering even to look at. So it's NobelWomen'sInitiative.org. So, okay, this Native American prophecy is about a bird, maybe an eagle, say, flying. And one wing is the male wing, and the other wing is the female wing. And the male wing at this time in history, and the last many centuries, has been the strong wing. Wing full out. And the female wing has been either broken or tied or something wrong and it's weak. So the male wing has had to be the strongest. And as it got worn out because it was flapping so hard all by itself to keep the bird, keep itself in the air, and it didn't have enough support from the female because the female had been suppressed, the female wing. It was flapping harder and harder and harder and harder. And it was going in circles because it couldn't get anywhere. And it couldn't create anything new because it was exhausted just flapping to keep the circle up and keep itself in the air. Now, we're moving into a time when the female wing getting released. The female wing is getting stronger and stronger. And the male wing is getting to relax little by little so that it gets stronger and stronger again. And the two are getting stronger and stronger together. And the male wing doesn't have to flap violently anymore to just keep itself in the air, turning in circles. And the female and the male get to soar together in their beauteous, glorious flight. And that's where we're headed. And that's living Eden. So that's a beautiful Native American prophecy that she brought up. And then I listened to Marcy Shimoff. She started out saying everything is intention, attention, and no tension. Intention is knowing what you want. Attention is noticing all the feelings and the energy involved. And no tension is relaxing and trusting and surrendering into all that is, into all there is love, into the divine source itself, where there is no lack. And a trust in that you will know what to do. And knowing that you will be capable to do it. It's a big deal for women. We lots of times know what to do, but we don't think we're capable of doing it. And I heard over and over in the stories from these women in this conference of how they were in the space, and over they get in the space of being assigned something that they don't think they're capable of doing, but they know it is a wonderful thing, it is the best thing for them and the planet, but they don't think they're capable of doing it. And I run into that myself a lot. So Marcy Shimoff has had that happen to her a lot too. And she said, no, you are capable of doing it. And that's another time you can stand in the mirror and look at yourself and shine a light on yourself and say, I am capable of doing it. And notice what happens to your body and your mind, the feelings that happen inside of you. And all day that they'll probably keep up. When I do things like that, I feel like doors open inside of me, these energy doors, and that I end up not quite knowing who I am because I'm not used to what happens. Very interesting. And here's a heart meditation from Marcy for us. Now, we just did the galactic heart meditation. This one's a little bit different. The first thing we do is place a hand on our heart, the palm of your hand on your heart. And that will automatically start raising oxytocin, which is the love hormone. And feel and imagine your heart breathing. Your heart breathing. And on the in-breath, breathe in self-love. And on the out-breath, breathe out compassion. And compassion being letting go of not loving yourself. So, palm of hand on your heart. Imagine your heart breathing. And on the in-breath, breathe in self-love. Big and huge and deep, ladies, goddesses. And on the out-breath, breathe out compassion. Letting go of not loving yourself or others. And the next thing she suggested was you have to have a support system. a support system that allows you to be a queen, be a leader, be different, walk into challenges supporting you. And knowing what matters is how you choose to love and own your power and your glory. And allowing the light in your soul to be in its power and glory. And then there will be beauty showing up in your soul. It's already there. Has to have permission to show up. So that was what I gleaned from Marcy. And then I listened to Alison Armstrong. And she talked about the relationship between men and women. And she's written a book called The Queen's Code. And the first thing that I wrote down that she said that hit me was, every time you steal from your man or from men, you are not feeling your own power. To think about that. Now, then you are stealing from men when you're putting them down, when you're criticizing them, when you're complaining about them, when you see them in ways that are not true. And I know I do. See, even my husband, we're going to be married 50 years on Friday. I still go into that space of stealing from him when I don't see that he operates. See, I want him to be the way I am. I mean, and how do I explain that? Well, not being threatened by them. They're different than us. And yet they're not, because we have them inside of us too. But men have different reasons for living, like their reason for living is to provide for their spouse and their partners, and a lot of people don't believe that. And if you're with a man who doesn't act that way, it's because he's been crushed so much. Maybe not by you, but he's been crushed. So he isn't being allowed to be who he truly is. And men, when they're healthy and strong, their purpose is to provide for those they love and do everything they can for them. They'll be totally devoted to them. And I know sometimes for me even, that's hard to believe. I think my husband is a big challenge in a lot of ways, and that's where I've been lately with him, which is, when listening to Allison made me go back and remember all these things. That men are not women, even though they have the divine feminine within them. And women's purpose is to be loving and caring and being the heart. And men to provide the ability for that to happen. The freedom, the safety, the finances, the support. And that really and truly in a healthy relationship is how a man is. And I've asked my husband many times since I discovered this, which wasn't just with Allison, but Allison is reminding me, what his purpose is here. And he said, to provide the money for the family to and you to do whatever they want to do. So they know. And if they're not given the chance to be that, just think. When you can't be who you are, what does that do to you? Men or women. And in a relationship, to be looking for resonance or more of yourself? Are you in resonance with yourself? Are you more of yourself when you're with your man? And not threatened? And do you let them know that you need them, but you're not needy? Being needy is a put-down for yourself and for men. But that you need them in your life, that you appreciate their loving you, that you appreciate that they want to provide for you, that you appreciate that they put their arm around you. And appreciation not being just thank you, but appreciating meaning describing some details. Oh, honey, I felt so loved when you put your arm around me. I really appreciated that. I felt warm and loving. Thank you. So some details with your appreciation so that it's not just a word that comes out of your mouth without any energy with it, because they'll know that. And you'll know in a relationship what you are doing is sustainable when you know you can do it forever or even, you know, in your life. And that's another thing to be looking at is what you are doing in your life, is it sustainable? If you are giving up and putting yourself down, not loving yourself, giving away your power, only doing what other people want you to do so that they'll love you, none of those things are sustainable. So you have the things we need to be doing in our lives, women, goddesses, is things that we know are sustainable. And if we have a job that is killing us, it is not sustainable. So think about that, too. Look at that in loving yourself. When you know you can do it forever, then you're on the right track. And adding the masculine and feminine together in the sacred marriage, that's when you have fulfillment. And when you have fulfillment, you can do it forever. And both sexes give up ways and are emasculated by having criticism, comparison, and complaints. And the opposite of criticism would be clarity. Clarity about yourself and expressing it without tearing the other person apart. I sometimes find that really hard to do. But that's important. You need to be clear about yourself in a loving way. And the consistency is, don't say you want one thing and then turn around and deny it or live your life like you don't want it. Because that's when the masculine energy gets confused. Because the masculine energy wants you to have it. And it gives up if you ask for it or say you want it, and then you act different or change your mind all the time. So that tells the masculine energy in you and in your partner, oh, don't bother listening to that. She doesn't really mean it. So consistency is important. And appreciation. We just talked about that. So partnership requires tension. That was another thing she brought up that absolutely fascinated me. We do most things through instinct, which is survival only. Partnership requires tension because partnership requires the two people to be who they are, not who the other one wants them to be. That isn't them. So if you can't be allowing your partner to be who your partner is, or your partner not allowing you to be who you are, you're not in partnership. And we need to start moving in that direction. That doesn't mean you need to get divorced. It means you need to start choosing to talk about that with each other and start choosing partnership ways of being. And if you choose something that's an instinct for survival only, then you're not choosing partnership. That's one way to tell. And partnership choices make you evolve yourself. So that's one way to look at it. And usually they're terrifying. I don't like that one. So that's another way to look at it. Is it scary? Is it terrifying you? Then it may be a partnership choice that you're talking about. And you also need to look at both sides of what if you are doing the best you can and your partner, your spouse is doing the best they can, or your people that you work with. And the reason you're not connecting in a more magnificent way is there's a not knowing. Not knowing what the other person knows or how they're functioning. And that was what happened with me in the other relationship I talked to you about earlier, where us two got in very painful situations because I was somewhat able to know what she was doing, but she was totally unable to know what I was doing. And I had to, in order to function with her, accept that she totally didn't know what I was doing. And she was projecting herself on me. And that was the way I had to love her then. So being looking at that, being aware of that not knowing piece, and ask yourself, what would I do if he or she was really my friend? What would I do if they were really my friend? And then ask yourself, if I had it all my way, what would I want? And then turn to your other person that you're working with and say, if you had it all your way, what would that look like? And then put those two together and look at them together and see what you can come up with. But you have to share what you would want if you had it your way, not what you would want in order to make them happy. And that the two of you need to know that you're not going to do that. Not because you don't want the other one to be happy, but the way to happiness is to recreate from what you want and what they want and make something even better. And stop chasing chemistry. Chemistry is a human animal struggle. Transformation in living Eden is different than that. It's partnership. It's unconditional love. It's oneness and the sacred marriage. And everyone being as powerful as they can be. And then I listened to Terry Britt. She did Good Girl and Divine Mother. And I'll just quickly go through that. Good Girl, one of the things, she did a lot of different, I just copied down a couple of things that she brought up. But Good Girl is on the back burner, do it right, always on the back burner. You have to do it right. And not saying what you need. And not being responsible for your own happiness and blaming it on others if you're not happy. That's the good girl. And the divine mother is, I am my own happiness and power. I speak my needs with love and permission to be love and wise. And permission to speak, be passionate, be wild, be crazy. Give yourself permission for all of that. And the greatest gift to the world is when you are full of yourself. So that was a few of the women and what's going on in this women in evolution, on the edge of evolution. So I invite you to go, because it's free. And there's still today and tomorrow, and there'll be replays tomorrow, Friday still. And you can also get all of them. So let's now take a breath. Big galactic breaths, heart breaths. What an amazing gift to be breathing the heart through the heart of you, Earth, and the galactic, inside the heart of the divine, cosmic, unconditional lover, beloved. We are beloved. And remembering being inside ourselves, how juicy and sensual that communion inside your body is. Yes, yes, yes. To self-love, to sacred marriage, to calling in all the energy of women on the edge of evolution, to calling in the prophecy. The Native American prophecy. To calling in all the programs and ways that each of the women in this conference are carrying out their lives. Many of them having way more than one program. Calling in all the ways, the energy of all the ways that this planet is being blessed and loved and healed and empowered and known. In all the ways that human beings are doing that. And the communion that's going on between human beings and the planet. And at the same time, calling in the shadow as the shadow gets more and more powerful and more dark because of its fear of the empowerment . So give the shadow to the Great Mother to be loved. And all that energy to be transformed gently and sweetly with appreciation and understanding until they set themselves free. Or we let go of them and they get to go wherever they choose. And Hawaii, and the beautiful Hawaiian chant, and the Hawaii Aloha love songs, creating the sound that we hear in our heart and our bodies and minds, and connecting us to the music of the spheres and the divine love songs. And have a fabulous week. Blessing yourself and others, and blessing your neighborhoods and this planet. And I love you all. You're fabulous. We need each and every one of you. You are so needed. And please, please, please send me your sharings and your insights and your questions and what you would like to hear about. Or something you've discovered that you want us to know. Thank you so much. And I'll be with you next week. Bye, all.